Tom?
Yes, sir.
Are we going to call in these Latin American ambassadors to the Alliance for Progress meeting?
Yes, sir. We have it tentatively scheduled for about the 15th.
About the 15th.
Of March.
That's the American ambassadors in this hemisphere.
Well, it's a number of things. We thought we would have a ceremony at the Pan American Union.
You would but I'm talking about we're invited to come to Washington, the American ambassadors in this hemisphere.
The American, I thought we would do that at the same time.
That's what I'm saying.
And combine that, we've got a budgetary problem, but I think we can find the money and get them all up here at that time and make a big shindig and launch your alliance program with a good speech.
All right, now what is that, the anniversary of the alliance?
It's the third anniversary of Kennedy's...
announcement of it?
Yeah.
Third anniversary of Kennedy's announcement of the alliance.
And it's also the occasion for creating, launching this new CIOP, this Inter-American thing with Santa Maria.
It's also the occasion for the launching of this CIOP that Santa Maria's head of Colombia. What do you call that? The wise men? Is that what they call?
No, that's a different group. I would call this the Inter-American Alliance for Progress Committee.
The Inter-American Alliance for Progress Committee. That's made up of five people?
It's made up of seven people, counting Santa Maria, the president.
Seven, counting Santa Maria, the president. They raised hell about us not giving him enough attention here. I don't know how much more we could give him. We had him in here, and we had him, picture made and everything else. I couldn't put him on my knee and bounce him.
I think he was happy, and I hadn't even heard of any criticism on that.
Well, I did. I saw the papers said that we ignored him and paid no attention to him and so forth. Didn't emphasize it enough. Your New York Times sources over there.
Well, he had a little press conference, and I heard him, and as he came out of your office, it was all very complimentary to you personally and to the alliance.
Have you talked to Admiral today? Has he sawed up any more pipe down there?
I haven't talked to him today.
Anything? Is everything going all right in Guantanamo?
Everything's going fine.
Did you read your New York Times State Department on Cuba this morning and how you screwed up things good?
Well, I gave you some bright stories. I had an hour and a half yesterday.
The answer is no, I guess, to my question.
Sir?
I guess I answered.
No.
Yeah, all right. Read it on the second page this morning because you have to know what they're saying about you.
I read that.
Yeah.
Let me give you some bright news. Yesterday I spent an hour and a half before the House Subcommittee on Latin American Affairs.
Yeah.
And even the Republicans were happy.
Yeah.
This morning I spent another hour just at random in the Congress. We talked largely about Panama, and they asked for additional meetings, and it went very well. So we're working hard on the Hill like you want us to, and I think we're going to make a lot of progress up there. I don't know what you can do with some of these left-wing fellows in two or three newspapers.
Why in the hell don't you tell that guy that y'all leak to over there all the time, the State Department? You got one named Shields and one named Raymond, is it?
That's right, and a guy named Kurzman.
And that y'all just work like a sieve to. Why don't you say, now, you and Herbert Matthews didn't handle this Cuban situation in such an excellent fashion yourself. Now, for God's sakes, give me a little chance. I've just been here 2 months. Give me a little chance to retrieve some of the work y'all did.
I'll try that line up. Okay, sir.
I think that we got to get something to show it. We got better feeling and more respect in the hemisphere than ever before, so you better propagandize some folks along that line. And I guess that we can have a dinner for the ambassadors from America, the ambassadors from the hemisphere, our ambassadors to the hemisphere, their ambassadors to us, and probably the OAS ambassadors.
The seven people on CIOP ought to all be there, I think. And maybe even the nine wise men, if we could.
Well, what would that be, 65, 70?
That would run you close to 70 or 80.
But the wives, you see, 140. You can't take care of 125. We'll try to give a dinner like that for them.
All right. Wonderful. And
I want you to dance with some of those short, fat women again. Old Men and Williams, the only guy delivered for me last night. Salinger went home. And Larry O'Brien.
I'll even do that for you, Mr. President.
All right. Anything else now on Panama?
No, everything's quiet down there. The boys aren't going to do much till we get back from Los Angeles. I had a talk with Sanchez Cavito this morning and told him to keep everything buttoned down till we got back.
I don't think we're going to do anything after that election down there.
I doubt it myself.
I wouldn't encourage them much. I think we've done all right. Just let them have their problem. They did the invading and they did the aggression, and let's see how they. I'm not one that believes that a fat communist is better than a lean one.
No, I'm not. I think we're going to have a lot of steady nerves on some of these problems.
I sure would, and I would, though, have a planning group awful busy with the World Bank and Export-Import Bank and the Alliance for Progress and the health organizations and the 480s. And I see now we're trying to figure out how to give Mexico some food. And I saw in one of the briefing papers that she wanted water, and we might not be able to give her water, but we could give her food. I don't know, I won't be giving away, but I damn sure have some things on my Santa Claus list and coordinate them, and then when I did something, I'd make them, I'd have a quid pro quo.
Well, that's what we've been.
I think that you have. I think you've turned the flop in Mexico. I think you've got them to where instead of confiscating everything, now they're trying to promote private enterprise, aren't they?
That's our hope, and they're drifting in that direction. We still have a lot of problems. We have to stay with this thing day by day. But I'm not pessimistic about Mexico. We've got a good president coming in. And
what other places in the hemisphere have you got problems? Argentina, Brazil.
This hemisphere is in worse shape than I've seen it in 20 years. We've got problems in Bolivia right now. The cabinet, Paz is the only man there that can hold things together, and his whole cabinet is splintering in all directions because they want to be president 4 years from now.
Well, can we get in there and do something to help him before it goes to hell?
We're working on that this morning, and we're coming up with some ideas on that. We've got a possible revolt and military against the military fellow in Honduras.
Yeah.
We're watching that.
Honduras.
We've got Peru and Argentina about to expropriate all properties. Brazil is sick. Goulart is irresponsible. Nearly everywhere we look, we have problems, but I'm sort of optimistic. I think what we did in Panama and Guantanamo is going to help us a lot in the hemisphere. We need time. We need about...
Well, why don't you try to sell this New York Times on the problem that you need help and that this thing you picked up pretty sick. And that you can't do it by just being a floor mop, and you've got to have a little steel in your spine. If you don't, they'll shove you to death. They'll be like a country dog. And see if you can't get the Washington Post, New York Times, to quit taking the line they are.
I'm going to try it, but those fellows are basically hostile to everything you believe in, Mr. President.
Okay.
The guys that write the stories are. You know, I had lunch over with the whole staff at the Washington Post. And made, in essence, the same pitch. And I was told later that Mrs. Graham, after the line, said that they ought to give us time to see what we could do. But what you have is a half a dozen very far left-wing guys like Kurzman, who are pretty stupid people, really. They don't know anything about Latin America. They don't speak the language, never been there, but they're full of theories. And these guys are crusaders. And how you deal with the crusader is, I think, the toughest problem of all. But I think we're going to have to work on Mrs. Graham.
Ms. Graham doesn't have any authority. She won't exercise it. She claims she's the best friend I got, and they murder me every day. That friendly runs that paper.
Let me talk to Manny and see if we can't plot something out. I'll get together with him and see if we can do the most effective thing we can.
I think you ought to lay the groundwork and say that now we need some help on American policy. And we don't think that you're doing your goddamn country a bit of good. And we wish you'd try to help us a little.
All right, sir.
Okay.
All right.